hubbardbroadcastingradio.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And please do visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements and diet and health. And Village Green can be your resource for questions about your health. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers. And please do take a look at Pathways Products, which is Village Green's own. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next week, you'll visit with Kevin. He'll have a discussion on nutrition. And today's guest, I'm proud to introduce Dr. Robert Johnson, whose expertise is biological dentistry. And our topic is how dentistry affects overall health. And I think you're in for a good ride today because you're going to hear a lot of interesting information about dentistry that you may not have known. Now, Dr. Robert Johnson, as I said, is a leading biological dentist in Washington, D.C., in the metropolitan area, and he has a certification as a naturopath and a degree in integrative medicine, both from Capital University in Washington, D.C. And Dr. Johnson graduated from dental school at the University of Pennsylvania, followed by 2 years in the U.S. Navy Dental Corps and dental residency at Memorial Hospital in Worcester, Massachusetts. Dr. Johnson practiced as a traditional dentist, and he'll tell us more about this, in New England for 5 years, and then realized this tremendous connection between dental health and overall health. And he had quite a journey, and I'm going to let him tell us about his journey. In his career, he's formed two dental clinics, collaborated in the original formation of National Integrative Health Associates, NIHA, right here locally in D.C., and formed Natural Horizons Wellness Center in Fairfax, Virginia. And he has just rejoined NIHA to assist in the development of NIHA as a premier integrative medicine and dental center. So welcome to the show, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you for having me, Dana.
Now, we're long-term colleagues, and some of you may know, some of the listeners, that my first profession was dental hygiene, and so dentistry is certainly where my heart lies, and I, too, started out in the traditional core of dentistry and then ended up in nutrition and alternative medicine. So you and I have taken a similar path.
Exactly.
So let's get started on a little bit about your path and what's different about biological dentistry. That's new to some of our listeners.
Yes. And like most people in the dental field, after you get your traditional dental education, which I graduated from dental school in 1979, took a very traditional path and proceeded to improve those skills and so forth. And then a lot of things I was reading about as dentistry did affect overall health, and I was a very curious person and open-minded, and I started reading more about things like dental amalgams and dental infections and how these things would affect not only the dental health and the health of your oral cavity, but also the health of the overall body. And being, as I said, the inquisitive person, I continue to read and discuss with people who are leaders in the field of healthy dentistry, and just year after year, just continue to advance and take courses and Really, that was the course of the direction that I went, and sooner or later in the mid-90s, helped the clinic I'm with now, the Integrative Center, NIHA, form their clinic. And so the rest is history.
Well, it's certainly, you're with a lot of my colleagues. I have certainly visited, and it's a beautiful site, and you do wonderful work there. Let's hit on amalgams first. I served actually as a dental examiner, the first hygienist on a state board of dental examiners, and I served with the Northeast Regional Board. And as we know, the amalgam was and still is king when it comes to traditional dentistry. And I had two predictions when I was in my 20s. One was that margarine would be indicted. Margarine would be eliminated. And I think we're there. We're not totally there, but we certainly are closer. And I think there's nobody now that thinks margarine is healthy. The other prediction was, I really thought that long before 2000, long before the millennium, I thought that we would have banned mercury in the human mouth. I know the studies within dentistry say it's fine, and you're going to elaborate on that, and all the independent studies say, what were we thinking? And so that's been a great disappointment to me. Go ahead and tell us what's wrong with amalgams.
Well, I think it's important to understand the history of amalgams. And in the 1830s, believe it or not, that's when the formulation was developed. And the problem with amalgams were that these different metals were mixed with mercury, and there were forces pro and con against amalgams at that time, the formulation, and unfortunately the pro-amalgam groups won out, and they continued to develop that without any opposition for years and years until research in about the 1970s developed and started to question the formulation of amalgams, meaning that mercury came out of the fillings. And as most people know, mercury is a very, very dangerous substance. And for a long time, the powers that be, meaning the American Dental Association and the FDA and groups like that, said it was no problem, there was no escaping of mercury, but they proved that wrong and showed that there was. And then more and more, they realized that mercury did escape from the amalgams and was absorbed into the rest of the body, depositing in certain tissues like the liver and the kidneys and the brain and the thyroid and so forth, creating some problems because of the actual mercury that damaged cells. As it stands now, the only reason why it hasn't been, and like you, I'm very disappointed it hasn't advanced further, the only reason why it's still being used is because the American Dental Association and the FDA have refused to ban it. And there's still speculation as to why they are refusing it and continue to support its use, and thus its use amongst dentists in the United States still stands at a little bit less than 50%. And the reason in speculation why they continue to support it is because they would be subject to lawsuits if they said we made a mistake, and that they also had some patents on the use of amalgam, and they wanted to keep it in the marketplace. Since then, they have, lost those patents or given them up. But still, they support it because they don't want to be legally held responsible for continuing to support it, although the research is so conclusive that it is problematic.
Yeah, it's interesting that we get rid of thermometers and that OSHA, I always find this very interesting, that OSHA regulates contamination in the dental office. So dental offices for decades and decades have had to take amalgams. They can't lay them on the counter or just throw them in the trash. They've got to put them in a toxic removal container and pay a company to remove this toxin. And that's for the safety of the people in the dental office. Yet, magically, we are told that what's in the mouth is fine.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah.
And I can't imagine that any intelligent person would not be able to see through that. It's the days when we played with mercury on dimes. Right. You know, and exactly. and in the dental offices in those days, they give you a little mercury play with. We also didn't use gloves in dentistry.
Right.
And we made those changes. We did get safer about placing amalgams, recognizing that it vaporizes and it's a problem. But I can't believe it's still permitted. Now, at one point, have any states required that signs be put up in the office to say that a toxic substance is used in this office? Where is that at this point?
Well, there are a couple of states that are allowing dentists to put that up and to put that information up, and to they can notify patients that amalgam does have a toxic substance in it. But many states have a gag rule, meaning that they cannot tell their patients that amalgam is problematic. And so a lot of states are just continuing to resist telling the patient, informing them about the serious nature of amalgams.
Yes, and I know you know this better than I do, but at some point the FDA said, yes, amalgams are damaging to the neurodevelopment of fetuses, and that they would come out with a policy and then turned around and just said, at this point in time, we consider them safe. Now, you mentioned the legal issue and the fear that every dentist is going to be sued because they put in amalgams. I envision some kind of a moratorium. But there's a point at which, if we look at the cigarette, tobacco industry, the Dalcon shields, any of these where there's been a problem mm-hmm. with a product, once you know, you're liable. So I kind of hear you saying that they don't know. It's safe. And that's a real conundrum.
It really is. And I think what's important is to get the information out to patients so they can make good, informed decisions. My advice on the anti-amalgam side is to really be informed to patients. Certainly don't get them put in your mouth. There's many, many much better alternatives to it, much healthier, much more aesthetic, much less damaging to the tooth alternatives to amalgams. Get informed about it. And the most important thing that I tell people is when and if they have their amalgams removed, whether because of the amalgams breaking down, is to get them done by a dentist who really, truly understands how to take them out in a very safe fashion. And it's a world of difference between just taking an old amalgam out and doing it safely. And if you don't take all the precautions to take them out, if the dentist and his dental team do not take the precautions, you're going to get exposed to a huge amount of very damaging mercury. So it's important, if you do decide to take them out or get them replaced, that you do it in a very safe manner by someone who truly understands how to take them out.
And this is serious stuff. My analogy is it's like getting rid of asbestos. Trying to get rid of it exposes you, and there are special techniques that are used for that, and it's just as serious in amalgam removal. What we're going to do in the next segment, I want you to describe more about the removal and what's important so that our listeners know what to ask for and know what to identify when they go in to see the dentist. Now, for those of you who have just tuned in with us, we're the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information on the effects of your dental health on overall health with Dr. Bob Johnson.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extensions Paradoxal 5 Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product, aged digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the day. I alternate with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a lot of good, interesting information about you and your health. And today we're doing that. We're talking with Dr. Robert Johnson, whose expertise is biological dentistry. And our topic is how dentistry affects overall health. And we learned a lot about his background, as mine is too, traditional in the dental field. I was a dental hygienist and Dr. Johnson a dentist, and how we both traveled in that journey toward alternative medicine. Let's give a description again of biological dentistry for those who may have just tuned in. And we were talking about the amalgams, the danger of mercury in amalgams, and how they need to be removed. So you're going to clue us in on that.
Okay, as I mentioned in the previous segment, is that it's important to, when and if you decide to get your amalgams, the mercury-containing fillings, out of your mouth, for whatever reason, it's important to be done in a very safe manner. Now, if you don't do it in a safe manner and protect you or have you protected by the dentist and a dental team, is that you're going to get exposed to a huge amount of very damaging mercury. They show this in blood tests that the amount of mercury that you get exposed to and that you have in your system after improper removal is catastrophic in many instances. And so there is a very important set of techniques that you must follow and have your dentist follow prior to and during removal of the amalgams so that it is safe to significantly reduce the amount of mercury that you get exposed to. Prior to getting mercury fillings out, you should have, we do in our clinic, something called allergy elimination. We eliminate your body's reaction to mercury. And then we give them supplements that will help the body get rid of any mercury exposure, even with safe removal, prior to getting them out. Some products that help pull it out of the body very safely when exposed. Then during the procedure, we use many barrier techniques. And I use that term as it's a number of techniques that pretty much catch all the debris and most of the vapor of the removal process. We scavenge that up. We suction it away. We do it underwater. We minimize the drilling on the silver filling, which will release the mercury so that it minimizes any mercury exposure. And then what we do is we have certain suctions that are right over the person during the procedure, and it sucks away all the vapors. The other thing that we do that's real critical is that we use oxygen on a patient. Oxygen does two things. One is on the nasal application of it, it blocks much of the mercury, but it also saturates the red blood cells, which if they weren't saturated, they pick up a lot of the mercury with the oxygen so that it minimizes any transport of that mercury throughout the body. So as you can see, it's a very complex procedure. The other thing that's very important is to make sure that what you're putting in, the type of restorations, are very compatible and are consistent with a person's immune system. You don't want to put something in that's challenging that immune system and making things just as bad. So we determine that prior to what we're going to be putting into a person's mouth.
And yes, you can, you test for that.
Yes, we do.
And people probably are not aware that just like they can be tested for inhalant allergies, food allergies, they can be tested for reactions to a whole host of materials that can be used.
Exactly. And it's important to understand that what may be healthy and compatible for one person may not necessarily be healthy and compatible with another. So each person is individual in determining what we use in their teeth.
You know, it's even as a nutritionist, I still look at people's oral cavity, and I look at the gingiva because it's a giveaway as to what's going on. And sometimes I've noted that a patient is referred to a periodontist because of gingivitis, but it's around a tooth that has a crown and nowhere else.
Yes, exactly.
And it's purplish, and the gingiva looks as if it's pulling away.
Mm-hmm.
And when I explain that this is really not a core periodontal, it may affect the periodontal health, that it is a reaction to whatever was in the crown.
Yes, exactly. And it's important to understand that when you see this adverse reaction in the mouth, in a local reaction, that's what's happening in the body, too. It's not just a local reaction. You may see it there, but it's happening all throughout the tissues, whether it's in the brain or the thyroid or wherever it is, that you're getting this adverse reaction to the restorations if they're not healthy restorations.
Yeah, and you know, it's not hard to track the mercury. I know that it shows up very commonly in the thyroid. It's very close and can be a precursor to autoimmunity where the body's attacking the thyroid because it now looks foreign. Are there, you mentioned the liver also. What other tissues are most impacted?
Well, it's important to understand that when you either have a standing filling or amalgam in the mouth, that mercury release will be absorbed by the tissues and get right into the bloodstream, transported not only to the brain, the thyroid, the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, and is coupled with the white and red blood cells. So anything that takes up the mercury is going to be adversely affected. And especially what's especially concerning is the damage that's done to the nerve cells, whether it's in the brain or other nerve cells throughout the body.
And there used to be, and I don't know if this is true because I'm not in the medical aspects of this. I'm not in an office of biological dentistry, but it used to be that the tests for mercury levels were different for those with amalgams and without. Is that still the case?
Well, certainly will show up in tests if you have mercury toxicity. But what's interesting is that it's not going to always show up. Some of the tests that we do use are hair analysis, blood tests, urine tests, urine challenge, meaning mm-hmm. you mobilize it and you test the urine. There's other energetic tests that we use to determine mercury levels. But many times we cannot pick up mercury, and people say, well, I don't have any mercury. But the body just isn't giving it up. It's retaining it. And that's the worst of all situations is when a person has a lot of mercury stored in different tissues and it's not giving it up as opposed to people who do regularly excrete it.
Yes, and that's true, too, of arsenic and lead. that it gets sequestered. If I say if the transport, the disposal system isn't very efficient, it is going to stay and do its dirty work. And you probably are aware, in autism, the most challenged children that have autism have no mercury in the hair.
Right.
Because they can't give it up. And that was a surprise when the study was first done, because we knew mercury was a complicating factor. It doesn't cause autism. It affects neurodevelopmental delay. And in a child who's prone to autism, that's certainly going to be the tipping point, or
right,
one of the issues in the tipping point. So let's expand a little bit on more on mercury and its damage and how difficult it is to get rid of, and what you've seen in patients when they've had it removed.
Well, I want to just say one point here, and then I will address that. And that is, people, some people are genetically predisposed, and you can test this with genetic tests, to not excrete certain things. We call them good excretors or not good excretors. And genetically, they may have acquired the genes to be poor detoxifiers and excretors. So the ones, as you say, who are the unhealthiest people are the ones who cannot detoxify. So it's important to realize that when you've been exposed to not only mercury but any toxin, you have to get rid of it out of the body. Otherwise, when it stays in certain tissues, it's going to cause disease and illness. So there are different ways to pull it out of the body. You can do oral supplementation. You can do IV therapies. Chelation, which is used for many things, including pulling out heavy metals, which mercury is one, are different ways to pull it out of the body and get rid of it. Other ways are things like saunas, being in baths that with clay that pulls it out of the body through the skin. Those are other techniques that are used to pull out mercury once it's being stored in the body.
And it's impressive. And some people do have reactions, don't they, when that mercury is going out?
Exactly. It's important to understand there's something called a healing crisis, where people, during excretion of toxins, they can react to it. Not all people do, but many do. And people who are displaying that healing crisis or poor ability to detoxify have to be detoxified very slowly. And certain ways of detoxification are not really good. So it's important to not only customize the detoxification, but also to realize who you're dealing with in establishing how to pull that toxicity out of the body.
Yeah, it's really individualized as to there are a lot of supplements that are used, but you vary them, as I'm understanding it,
exactly,
for the person. Just give us some of the natural chelators, you know, and that term chelation, and people think, oh, that's a serious treatment. And I say, no, your body does this. And the first step is to help the body help itself, so that it, when you have a medicinal intervention or a more therapeutic intervention, the body is a little bit more willing. Talk about some of the supplements that are used.
Well, one of the best one, and I always tell people if I had one supplement to take in my life, I would take chlorella. Chlorella is a green algae which not only has many vitamins and minerals and nutrients, but it very tenaciously binds onto not only mercury but other heavy metals and pulls it. It's very nice to use it to excrete from the body. Garlic is a very, very good detoxifier. Anything that is going to go in and pull it out of the liver is very good. EDTA is a very good chelator, meaning it pulls out, it binds onto, chelos means actually claw, so it binds onto different toxins and it pulls that out of the body. Not only just the mercury, but other heavy metals and metals which are causing problems. And a lot of people know chelation as a way to treat heart disease. But those are some of the big ones. Bentonite clay is very good. There's a lot of products that you can take orally and or IV that will pull them out of the body, pull the toxins out.
Well, when we look at our children with autism that we see, some of the suspicions are a low B12, low selenium, a low zinc. And mercury is an antagonist for the cobalamins and also selenium and zinc. And we spend, I like to tell patients, you spend healthy nutrients, healthy minerals and vitamins getting rid of toxins. And so if you're really challenged and you don't have a good bank account of nutrients, you don't have it to spend.
It's a very, very important topic that people don't realize is that there, as you say, there are antagonists between certain nutrients and heavy metals. If the body's deficient in some of these nutrients, like if it's deficient in selenium and you have this mercury in your body, the body is would rather use the mercury in areas that it needs to rather than not function at all. So it'll take in and bind the mercury if it's deficient in the selenium. So one of the ways that is critical in recovering from mercury toxicity is to take selenium.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned it. It's the hero when it comes to that.
Yes.
If you've just tuned in with us, you're listening to Dr. Robert Johnson, and we're talking about dental health and overall health. And we just talked about amalgams. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this is the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So just a reminder, the host next Sunday will be Kevin, and he'll have a nice discussion on nutrition. Now, today's guest is Dr. Robert Johnson, who I've known for a long time and is a colleague, so I'm very glad to have him on the show. And his expertise is biological dentistry, and our topic is how dentistry affects overall health. And we've been covering in the first two segments the amalgam and the mercury and how pervasive it is, and getting rid of it exposes us, and we have to use safe techniques, barrier techniques, suction. So you described that very well. And for those of you who may have missed it, you know, you can go on the website and you can, this is streamed, so you can listen to any show, including this one, over and over again, because it's very interesting, vital information for your health. So we were talking about nutrients to help rid the body of toxins, not just mercury. We're talking about lead and arsenic and others, cadmium as well. So let's keep that conversation going, Dr. Johnson.
Okay. As I was saying, it's important to understand that the body will use, if it's deficient in nutrients, it will use different toxicities to complement enzymes, those kind of things, so that the body can go on functioning, although not very well. It will use those. And so when you're looking at how important nutrition is, it's important to be able to have a full complement of these antagonists to the heavy metals. So the selenium, magnesium, potassium, all those different things are antagonists to the heavy metals. So not only do you need to remove the heavy metals, chelate those out, prevent exposure of them, but also to take a full complement of the nutrients so you get them in your body so your body can optimally function. And that's where I think our healthcare system tries to isolate different specialties and not realize that there's so much interplay between the different specialties, whether it's nutrition and dentistry and cardiology and neurology. It's so important to understand it all interacts and to have people, practitioners, who understand those interactions.
Well, I'm glad you're making that tie because that's what our topic is. And let's talk about some of the conditions that may show up as a result of mercury toxicity or mercury exposure. It doesn't always have to be toxic levels. It can just be harmful levels. And I think that's sort of confusing to some people. So let's talk about the neurological, et cetera. There's so many systems that are involved. So what might a patient show up with if they have a toxic metal burden?
Before I comment on that, I think it's important to understand that chronic diseases, illnesses, and we'll talk about some of those, are not the result of just one thing, not just the result of mercury or nutrient deficiency or some toxin or an infection or so forth. Chronic illnesses are a interplay amongst many different things happening. So it's important to understand that mercury is not just the sole cause of so many things. It greatly contributes to them, but it's one of several things. So I think the tissues that are highly affected that are important to understand the mercury issue, and that is, first of all, the brain. The nerves in the brain and throughout the body are very much a magnet to pick up mercury. And they really destroy it. They show this. They destroy the nerves and the myelin sheath that's on the nerve tail, the axon, and it really destroys those. And if you get enough of those nerves destroyed, whether it be through mercury or aluminum or any of the other toxins, then you're going to have the breakdown of that those tissues and those organs. So it's critical to understand that, and especially with the nervous system. I've heard that once you get to about 70% of the nerves being damaged in the brain, then you start realizing things like dementia and Alzheimer's and so forth. The other tissues that are critically affected and pick up mercury are the thyroid. And I tell people that the two biggest reasons for thyroid dysfunction are, one is iodine deficiency, but also toxins, especially the mercury, which is very easily transported into the thyroid. Very interestingly, another product that's used in the mouth many times is something called fluoride. I think everyone's heard fluoride, and fluoride is an electronegative molecule, which is greatly attracted to the electropositive molecules of things like aluminum and mercury. And it's been shown that that fluoride mercury or fluoride aluminum combination migrates into the brain and into the thyroid. So I'm not an advocate at all of fluoride, despite it being a big product that many dentists push.
I would like to interject my ad here on anti-fluoride. As a hygienist, I refused to do the fluoride treatments because I couldn't, on the young children, I couldn't keep them from swallowing it. And what I learned about it in school made me very leery. And I'm glad to see the National Academy of Sciences about 4 years ago is taking this on and acknowledges that fluoride used in the water, in most of the water supplies today, hasn't, the type of fluoride hasn't been tested, and that it is a risk for lower IQ. And they go on and on. I think it's a 500-page document, book, on the studies. So I know it's going to be a long time before the hammer comes, but at least they're finally paying attention to it. And forbidding or suggesting no fluoride drops for infants up to 2 years old.
I think that's very wise. And again, that whole controversy about fluoride is heating up. A large majority of dentists and the American Dental Association recommend it. But again, it's starting to heat up, the controversy, and the knowledge and the information about it is heating up. Again, I tell my patients there are a lot of potential problems with the fluoride. I mean, it causes corrosion in the pipes that fluoridate reservoirs. And so it does that basically in your body. But the research is showing some real problems with the fluoride. And so people have to, if they decide to avoid it, great. If they want to still take it, but be very cautious about its use. And again, I would avoid actual application of the high concentration fluoride at the dental office.
Yeah, it's can't stop people from swallowing it. You know, well said. So you talked about the brain and the thyroid. The pituitary takes some hits here too, doesn't it?
What they've found in when they've autopsied the brains of dentists, because when dentists are dealing, dentists or hygienists and dental personnel are dealing with removal or working with the mercury fillings, the amalgams. What they found in dentists is that they have huge amounts of mercury in their pituitaries. And for those of you who don't know, pituitary is the master gland. It controls the functioning of the thyroid and the ovaries and the adrenals and so forth. So the pituitary is very critical. And when that's compromised via mercury or any other toxin, you're going to get a compromise of the entire hormonal system.
You sure are. And I think it's no accident that we're seeing increases in hormone-related problems. And more of these pituitary adenomas, it seems to me. You know, we've both been in practice a long time. So as practitioners, we know what we didn't see before and the influx and the increase as time has gone on. And a lot of these conditions that used to be in people who were older now showing up in the other under 20 crowd.
Exactly. And dental personnel, dentists and hygienists and assistants and so forth, also suffer from a lot of these diseases and injuries because of the exposure to the mercury, that kind of thing.
Now, years ago, I had understood that orthodontists had less of an effect because they're not placing amalgams and removing them. And I wonder if that's still true.
As far as I know, I haven't heard the latest figures, but yes, everything I've heard is that dental professions that don't deal with the mercury fillings, don't expose themselves, have a much less incidence of these neurologic degenerations and other diseases associated with mercury.
Right, and there's been the connection of psychological problems being increased in dentistry and I think to a degree with dental hygiene, dental assisting, but that's definitely been a connection.
Yes, and something that should be explored and something that should be of a concern to the dental profession. I know that when we take out mercury fillings, we not only protect the patient, but we protect ourselves and our dental team very, very closely, as well as the environment in the dental office, which pulls away all the mercury vapors that might escape into the office.
We were talking aside off the air about mercury being banned in other countries, and you mentioned an international treaty. That was new to me. Can you explain what's going on?
Interestingly, in the Washington, D.C. area, we have a lawyer who has actually taken up the whole cause of getting mercury education throughout the world and it banned in countries throughout the world. And his name is Charlie Brown. And he has been a tireless advocate of getting this ban signed. And they have, although it's been watered down a little bit by the forces of the ADA and the FDA and so forth, it has been signed to be able to phase out the mercury in not too long a time to phase it out of use throughout the world.
You know, that is exciting because I was complaining to you earlier that I thought it should have been banned. Certainly, I never thought we'd hit the millennium and still be permitting mercury in the human mouth. That's just appalling to me. We wouldn't put lead, and many people consider mercury far more potent in damaging effects than lead.
It absolutely is. And what's interesting is one of the reasons it hasn't happened quicker is because the people who are spreading the word about things like mercury fillings and that kind of thing is that the people who are spreading that word are threatened with their loss of license and that kind of, you know, issue so that they keep quiet on it.
Well, I'm familiar with that. I know my listeners have heard me say this, but in the 70s, if you recommended a healthy diet to a patient to prevent cancer, heart disease, diabetes, that was quackery, and you could get pulled before the board for practicing quackery. And that was before the Institute of Medicine came out with that, guess what, diet and health has a lot to do with each other. So, listeners, if you just tuned in, this is the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to keep this conversation going in our final segment. You're listening to Robert Johnson, biological dentist, expertise in biological dentistry, and our subject is how dentistry affects overall health. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension, with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's extraordinary enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalarti from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. Now, we've had an interesting discussion, and it seems like it's gone so quickly, and we'll have Dr. Johnson come back. Dr. Robert Johnson, whose expertise is biological dentistry, has been filling us in on the topic of how dentistry affects overall health. So we talked about the amalgams, but let's go on into other areas involving dentistry and dental treatments.
Well, the other area that is a great interface between the dentistry and our overall health is that of various infections. We are exposed in the mouth to different microbes, viruses, bacteria, fungus, and it gets into the system and circulates throughout the body, these different microbes, and it gets in through the gums, or it gets in if you have an infected tooth, like a infected root canal, or something which a lot of listeners may not know, and that is of cavitations, where a tooth has been taken out of the jaw and it hasn't been cleaned out sufficiently, and it develops an infection within the jaw. The important thing to understand is that infections in other parts of the body can be coming from the oral cavity. And so that's important to recognize that and have the dentist and or hygienist be able to reduce that. We see a lot of people who are very ill that have chronic gum infections. We call that periodontal disease, which I know you know a lot about, but that's a big source of infection throughout the body.
Well, I was around when periodontal disease first came into dentistry, and it was not embraced. It was thought by general dentistry to be totally unimportant. What was important were putting amalgams in teeth, putting crowns on teeth, but not looking at the supporting structures. And it was very controversial. And it even took a long time before it became part of the examination.
Right. And we now know that it's even mainstream, is that chronic gum infection is a cause of heart disease. A little bit less known that it's a contributing factor to diabetes and low birth weight, that kind of thing. So I always recommend to women who are getting pregnant, want to get pregnant, is to make sure you clean up the mouth,
yes,
not only the heavy metals, but also the gum infection prior to getting pregnant, if that's possible, and to also, when somebody has heart disease, they're developing blocked arteries in the heart, is they got to look at the oral cavity as a source of those blockages, meaning the microbes and so forth. And so it's important to understand that potential infection from the mouth is a great contributor to overall health.
Yeah, the infection issue is a big deal, and the cavitations. What are the symptoms a patient might have that there's an infection involving cavitations?
Many times it's asymptomatic; they don't have any symptoms. But many times it can be pain. It can cause compromise in the structures of the head and neck. It can cause far-reaching things that we ultimately connect throughout the body. And the important thing with cavitations, you can detect it sometimes on x-rays, sometimes it needs to be just a history and or some energetic work we may do to determine if there's a cavitation. But it's amazing when you go into these cavitations and open them up how much infection there is in the jawbone that has a direct communication with the rest of the body via the circulatory system.
Right, and it does bring on early labor, the infections in the mouth. A lot of people aren't aware. We've known in dentistry for a long time about the impact on heart disease, but now, as you said, it's mainstream now,
yes,
paying attention to it. What about some of the other aspects of dentistry, orthodontics? That's where I started out in my as an assistant. So,
right. Well, to make this at least somewhat understandable to the audience, is orthodontics is really two phases. One is the aligning the jaws and getting the coordination between the upper jaw and the temporomandibular joint. The second phase is the traditional orthodontics, straightening the teeth. I kind of tell people that the traditional orthodontics is more just like the painting of the walls and the wall covering and so forth. The critical part is aligning the jaws and getting the bite right. And we do that with appliances. And what's interesting is the alignment of the jaws greatly affects how the skull sits on the spine, and that is transmitted right down through the entire spine. So the way the jaws and the teeth come together, the bite, the occlusion, is critical in determining structure of the whole body. So it's in doing orthodontics, it isn't just straightening teeth. It's how everything is aligning.
You know, thank you for saying this, because I don't think that that is a focus even today. I guess the best explanation I have is when you say the M word, your mouth is in rest. And if you wear a bite plate and go to bed and your mouth stays in rest, when you take the bite plate out, many people will find their teeth don't fit. So where the jaw wants to be is not where the teeth are forcing it to be. And after swallowing a number of times, the jaw goes back to what is really an uncomfortable position.
Exactly. And one other thing that's important here, and this is how far-reaching dentistry and the bite is, if you have an altered bite, many times what that will do is that will compromise the circulation to the brain. We see that in collapsing bites where people are missing back teeth, is that when they bite down, it interferes with the circulation, not only the blood, but the cerebrospinal fluid within and to the brain. So there's a great compromise of the entire nervous system with a compromised bite.
You know, just so impressive. I also recall that if in orthodontics they bring the upper teeth in too much of a narrow, if it's too narrow, like a U, instead of a broader in the back, trying to explain this for people that are listening, that impinges upon the pituitary.
Exactly. Because the pituitary is sitting in the skull, and normal movement and normal alignment of the jaws affects the skull, which affects the pituitary. So it's interesting. It used to be in orthodontics that they align teeth or straighten teeth via taking bicuspids out. Mm-hmm. And now they rarely do that. I almost never do that. We like to create more room rather than take teeth out in orthodontics. Not that it never happens, but it's something that's much less common than it used to be.
Yes, and you have described that very well. It looks like we're just about running out of time. Just a few tidbits for our, you know, one or two tips for our listeners.
Well, I think it's important to understand that whoever you select as a dentist should be able to resonate and be able to talk over treatments and your philosophies with your dentist. If you don't have that with your dentist, then I think it's time to find another dentist. And if you are a more holistic person, it's critical to go to a holistic dentist who truly does understand the connection between the mouth, oral cavity, and the rest of the body, because it's such an intimate connection and affects us profoundly.
Very well said. And thank you, Dr. Johnson, for being with us. We'll have to expand this and have you back.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show and any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please do remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Legal mistakes can be costly. Whether it's a business contract or dispute, a family situation or property, Power of Attorney covers all that and more. This Saturday at 10 a.m., join the attorneys from Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman and learn the latest legal developments affecting businesses and individuals. Power of Attorney is sponsored by Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service law firm taking pride in working together with our clients, fully invested in their success. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A mother and her four young children have been stabbed to death inside their Brooklyn home. Julie Walker has more.